Seeds. Hold an apple seed in your hand. It's tiny, hard, and brown, and it doesn't look like much. But folded up inside that little seed is an entire plant packed up small and waiting. A seed is a baby plant, asleep with a packed lunch tucked in beside it. A seed waits for the right moment, and the signal it waits for is usually water and warmth. A dry seed can wait a long time, sometimes years, doing nothing at all. But once it gets damp and warm enough, it wakes up. The hard outer shell softens and splits open, and the little plant inside begins to grow. The first thing it does is send a tiny root downward, into the soil, no matter which way the seed happens to be lying. The root can feel the pull of the earth, the same pull that makes everything fall. And it always grows toward that pull, heading down every time whichever way up the seed landed. Then it pushes a shoot the other way, away from the pull and up toward the light. Down goes the root, up goes the shoot, however the seed was dropped. For the first little while, the baby plant isn't eating from the soil at all. It's living off the packed lunch stored inside the seed, the food its parent plant packed in for exactly this. When the shoot breaks up through the surface and opens its first tiny leaves, everything changes. Now the plant can catch sunlight with its leaves and make its own food. The packed lunch is used up, but it isn't needed anymore. And from that small beginning, a plant can grow huge. A saguaro starts as a tiny black seed about the size of a grain of sand, and most saguaro seeds never get their chance. But give one seed the right spot and enough summers of rain, and out of it grows a saguaro taller than a house and as heavy as a car, its whole giant body unfolded over many years, from a speck you could barely see.